Love those brilliant yellow blooms.
Evergreen, ever blooming.
Screaming yellow, so bright you can see them from 10,000 feet up.
Summer sun only makes them more beautiful.
They're blossoms of golden sunshine.
Drought tolerant, too.
Sunshine Ligustrum.
No wonder they buy so many.
People love them.
Just one example of what's waiting for you.
And everything to keep them beautiful.
Nelson's Nursery.
And Water Gardens.
NelsonWaterGardens.com.
Alive in living color.
Just north of I-10 on Katy Fort Bend Road.
Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. Give us a call at 281-833-3333. Thank you so much for listening and thanks for calling in. We are having a great time this morning with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. She is our Home Show Garden Pro this morning. Plants for All Seasons with Sherry. She has been here with us. She is also a Home Show Garden Pro. Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Beautiful locations out in Richmond, Rosenberg, and Nature's Way Resources North, between the Woodlands and Conroe. So those are our Home Show Garden Pros and just a plethora of information every Saturday morning when you tune in to us and listen to us. We've got a line of people, and I think we lost Johnny at one point during the last hour. And Johnny, I think this is the Johnny who was talking about pittosporums. Good morning again, Johnny. Is there something else we could help you with? Do we lose Johnny again? Well, okay, Johnny, well, if you still have something that we did not clarify with you, then give us a call. But right now, we will take Terry. Terry, good morning.
Good morning. How are we doing today?
We're good. And you?
Well, good, but I do have some questions. Y'all been helping me through with my avocado trees, and I have an issue. A while back, I had like 200 blooms and yada yada. I had avocados everywhere, but now I'm losing. I'm down to about 10, maybe 12, and that's okay too. But is there something, the little small limbs that are real, real green seem to be falling off? Is there something you think? I have a little wasps that are getting on them. Do you think something's cut those limbs off? And then my avocados are just dropping off like flies. I mean, they just are.
They're dropping off before they're ready?
Yes, ma'am. They sure are. I'm way away from being ready, but I've lost quite a few. So I'm down to about 10 or 12 now. And I'm still happy about it. Don't get me wrong. But I don't know why they're just falling off.
How old is this avocado tree?
3 years of age.
Okay, so you've had success in the previous years.
Well, so, no, this is my first time to fruit.
Oh, it's the first time to fruit. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, Anita, what is our mystery here with this avocado tree? Obviously, you've had some. I mean, it's looked healthy in the previous years. Once you planted it, you had leaves, and it was surviving.
Everything looks great, but it's in a big, gigantic planter. I don't even know what size it is. It's humongous. It's something you can't even lift, so it's not even moving. But in the limbs I'm talking about are the ones that are just maybe an inch and a half, or maybe an inch and a quarter long. It's not the big limb. It's the little bitty ones that are just, I don't know. I mean, they drop off without any avocados on them. They drop off with avocados on them. So, and that's another question I have after you answer me this, if you don't mind. If you can.
I actually honestly can't answer that question. Don't have any experience with growing avocados, but we can find out for you.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
And you said you see wasps on the avocado?
Well, it's a little bitty old black wasp, but mm-hmm. I've never seen them before. Now, of course, when it was flowering, I had bees and wasps and everybody coming up and, you know, getting the, you know, whatever, the pollen and stuff. But now it's like maybe two or three. I see them two or three a day. It's little bitty old black wasps. And I didn't have the time to sit around and watch what they were doing. But the first thing I thought of, maybe they're cutting the limbs off. Maybe they're extracting the juice out of the little bitty limb. And I don't know.
That is possible, yes. But I'm not sure.
And what about, you said it is in a big pot. So is it draining well enough?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And is it getting too much water?
I don't think so, because I'm watering about every week and a half.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
The only other thing I can think of is it's been so windy. Yeah.
That's true now. It has. It has been unbelievably windy. Mm-hmm. That I agree.
Now, what about feeding? What about feeding it, Anita? Is there some sort of...
I fed it maybe about a week and a half ago. And all my other... That, too. I mean, I feed the microlife, and it's just doing wonderful. It looks great. It's very healthy. It looks healthy.
Well, for a three-year-old tree to produce that much fruit, that's pretty stressful. So another thought that came to mind is the tree is shedding some of that fruit so that it can produce successful fruit.
Agreed. That's what y'all told me in the past, about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I agree.
Yes.
It eventually, the ones that didn't get pollinated will fall off.
Yes.
That's what I heard. And I'm okay. Again, I'm very happy even at producing what it's doing right now because I'm very ecstatic about that. Now, the second thing is, I guess since I don't really have an answer, and I'll look at more as well, but the little avocados that have fallen off, they're probably about, they're bigger than a marble. Some are bigger than a marble and some are not. But can I plant those and they will grow into a tree as well?
I doubt it.
Okay, fair enough. That's what I want to try to find out.
Yeah, but it sounds like you're having success. I mean, this is a young tree and you're getting this fruit after 3 years. So that point that Anita made, I think, is really important. And it almost goes back to the roses, too. You know how that a plant sort of naturally shuts down or gears up when they try and lose, you know, the dead stuff or they lose the extra. So it sounds like that's what the avocado tree may be doing. I am not the expert, but from what Anita and Sherry and everybody talks about with the different fruiting trees. So it sounds like you're doing everything correctly. And Anita seems to think that's a lot of fruit for a three-year-old avocado tree.
It is. And again, I am so happy. So I guess what I'll do, I'll just always keep listening to you guys. Just keep on. I'm not going to get mad at it. So.
No, don't get mad at it.
Yeah, I just looked up wasps on avocado trees on the internet. It just basically said that they are very beneficial pollinators. There was nothing about them burrowing into the wood.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah.
Okay,
well, keep us posted. I want to hear about the avocados, and it sounds like you're doing good. So patience, and keep up the good work.
Okay, I do have one more question, if you don't mind.
Okay, can we get it after the break? Can you hang on?
Yes, if you don't mind.
Okay, hang on, because we do have to take a break. I'm sorry to have to do this to callers. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. Get in line, give us a call for this last hour at 281-833-3333, and we will be back after this.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now at 281-833-3333.
Good morning. I am here with Anita Nelson with Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and we are the Home Show Garden Pros, Sports Radio 610, a wonderful co-op of experts here to talk to you about your garden, your landscaping, your patio plants, your indoor plants, whatever green and colorful that it is that you are growing. We've got a list of callers here, but I told Terry that we would pop back for one. He's got a follow-up question. We were talking about his avocado plant, and hopefully he can continue to have success on that. But, Terry, what was your follow-up?
The other callers are having my situation. I planted some ryegrass during the wintertime, which I usually do every year. The Idaho, I think, ryegrass short leaf. And this year my grass is so green. But the thing is, I don't know if the ryegrass is still growing because it's growing like every 4 days so high I have to cut it every 4 days, and I'm not watering it. I'm not even watering it. So I'm just trying to see if everybody's having issues like I'm having with grass growing so tall at such a short rate.
You've got some healthy soil.
I think so, because we certainly haven't had the rain.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
So you've got rye everywhere. You don't have St. Augustine anywhere.
I do not. No, ma'am. The rye is just going crazy. Absolutely going crazy.
Wow. Well, that sounds like a success. Except
I just had to cut it every 4 days.
hey, but then you're getting exercise. So look, it's a double positive. You're getting beautiful grass and you're getting some exercise. You know what? I've got a question about the cutting grass, though. Let's see, Terry, what Anita's opinion is on this. So when we cut our grass, do you suggest that we leave the clippings or do we gather the clippings?
Oh, leave the clippings for sure.
Are you leaving your clippings?
I am, actually. I bought a special type of mower. It's an electric mower now. I went to electric, and it's a double mulcher. So when you do it, it mulches up so fine.
Oh,
and
beautiful.
And I think that might be what's doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Well, we'd love a picture of that. I think it sounds like you are doing a great job with your avocado tree and your rye tree.
Rye grass.
Well, I don't think you have a problem except for that you have to mow often, it sounds like.
Well, that's okay. Ladies, I love your show. Appreciate you so much. Thank you for taking the time.
Thanks very much. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610, 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. When we return, we will get Randy and Craig.
Trust MicroLife 624 fertilizer on your trees, turf, flowers, veggies, everywhere without damage. MicroLife 624 in the green label is packed with over 100 minerals and vitamins, in addition to billions of beneficial microbes. Grass needs some love? Add MicroLife Humates Plus 004, concentrated compost in a bag loaded with humates, microbes, and minerals. Choose MicroLife fertilizers for incredible, nutritious plant growth. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife fertilizers, available at all leading garden centers.
Can't stand the heat? Don't grow the peppers. April is time to plant peppers, sweet or hot. If you like spicy and sweet, plant them at least 10 feet apart. They do cross-pollinate. Back to more hot gardening talk with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Are you a tomato lover? Hi, this is Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. We have a huge selection of locally grown tomatoes in stock, and we have everything you need to grow the best tomatoes in Houston. If you're not sure how to do it, this is your first time to garden and grow tomatoes, we have a fully staffed nursery with experts to help you get your green on and grow the best tomatoes. We brew our own compost tea, and our brewmasters will be brewing up a fresh batch. So buy your bucket here or bring your bucket and refill it. Compost tea can be used anywhere you have soil. So if you want to intensify the flavor of your fruits and vegetables, add some compost tea. It'll increase your microbial activity in your soil and make everything healthier. In your lawn, if you have low-lying areas that stay wet and are compacted, compost tea is a great way to naturally aerate your soil. So Plants for All Seasons is easy to find. We're at 21328 State Highway 249, just right off of the feeder road. We're open 7 days a week. Check our website, plantsforallseasons.com, for current hours of operation. Join us on Facebook. We have a lot of fun on Facebook and put videos out frequently. And now, back to Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. As Sherry just mentioned, this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. Call us at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We would love to chat with you about your garden. And as Sherry said, to help you get your green on, we can steal that maybe from her for a little bit during the show. I am here with Anita Nelson with Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. They are out in Katy, and they're going to have a fun event tonight, a sip and stroll. Bring your whole family. Enjoy shopping and strolling through the Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. And And remember, they've got water gardens. That's how they started over 25 years ago this month. And a full nursery. So we have got Randy on the line. Randy, good morning. What do you have for Anita?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
I just have a question. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good. So I have my girlfriend recently bought me a plant that I told her I liked, but I don't believe I was really ready for the plant, but she bought it anyways. It's a California elephant ear.
Is that...
I just needed just basically to keep it alive. I'm not really familiar with the plant besides it being grown in a humid climate, but in South Texas it gets really hot. You know, living here in Houston, so I want to know specifically what may be needed to keep this plant alive, because I really do like it.
Is it the elephant ear or the saddle? Is that what they call the saddle plant?
It's the alocasia elephant.
Oh, those are so easy to grow. You won't have any problem with them. Okay. Are you planting it outside or are you keeping it in a pot?
Right now I have it inside.
Okay. Bring it outside. It wants to be outside.
Okay.
Put it in a big pot. It'll grow huge and make babies.
Oh, so don't plant it in the ground?
Plant it in the ground. Get the babies and plant them in the ground.
Oh.
Okay. Do you recommend a specific mulch around it, or?
Well, you can put mulch around it, but it's going to get so big it'll shade out weeds. It's a great plant. I have it all over my yard. I love it.
Okay.
So mulch is always good.
That plant, can it still get sunburned if it has too much sun? Because I don't want to give it too much sun.
It can adapt to being in a lot of sun, but it likes to have half a day of shade usually.
Okay.
You're going to have so many babies that you can plant them, you know, in different places and experiment with them. So, yeah.
Okay.
It sounds
about watering.
It likes a lot of water, so keep it well watered. Some of the colocasias the alocasias like it drier. That's what you have. And then there's a very similar elephant ear. They're called colocasias, and they can grow in water. But yours, I would water it in the pot every other day and maybe every day during the summertime when it's really hot. I have them growing in pots, and I also have them growing directly in my garden. And I have both varieties.
Perfect.
But you're going to love it. I mean, mine get to be, the leaves probably are about 5 feet wide. They're huge.
Wow.
They're gigantic.
Yeah, I know. The reason I love them so much is because my grandmother used to have them in her front garden, and I just remember seeing them as a kid and hiding behind them and stuff like that.
Yeah, so fun. They're just a really fun plant.
Oh, that is fun. Yeah. I love that story.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, it sounds like you're going to have success. We'd love to.
I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, we'd love to hear about how it all works out. What?
I said I listen to you all the time, and I finally had a reason to call.
Oh, yay. Well, thank your girlfriend for that plant. It sounds like it's a good one for you.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you. You guys have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And I'm here with Anita with Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. And this is a co-op of experts who rotate through here. And she is our expert today, ready and willing to chat with you about some concerns or successes that you've got in your garden area. But we are going to pop out for a break and we will return after this.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals. So grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And we're back. Give us a call at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333 at Home Show Garden Pros. We have got a special guest on the line, Jacob from Monterey Lawn and Gardens. Jacob, what do you have for us this spring for our lawns and gardens?
So we have our Monterey Complete Disease Control. This product is a beneficial bacteria of the Bacillus family. It's OMRI listed for organic gardening. Works really well as a preventative fungicide that will control things like your powdery mildew, downy mildew, early and late blight, some of your root rot diseases, and a lot of other things. It's a really unique product. Whenever you're first planting your garden, you can use it as a soil drench, and that bacteria will actually colonize around the root system of the plant and prevent those diseases from ever becoming a problem. In addition to your vegetable gardens, you can use it on your lawn and your flower beds, around your trees and shrubs. We offer it in a couple of different sizes, including our convenient ready-to-use and ready-to-spray bottles.
And, Jacob, where can I find to purchase this preventative?
So you can find it at your Home Show Garden Pro garden centers that are part of this radio show.
Okay. And what about your website?
It can be found on our website as well, MontereyLawnAndGarden.com.
Great. So you can go to Home Show Garden Pros or you can go to MontereyLawnAndGarden.com to find this preventative treatment. Thank you very much, Jacob.
Thank you.
Good Saturday morning. This is Sandy, and I am here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. And this is a call-in garden show at 281-833-3333. Garden landscaping, water ponds, water lilies, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, that is how you got started, and you have expanded like crazy. Beautiful location out in Katy. We are sitting here in the studio, and we've got a list of callers here. We're going to take Craig. Good morning, Craig. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
What do you have for Anita?
Well, over the winter, I had a poblano pepper plant that made it all the way through. It put on a lot of blooms about a month ago, and now it's got about 20, 25 peppers showing on it. And what I'm wondering is should I start pruning back some of those peppers? Because last year the peppers it made were relatively small, and I'd like to increase the size of my peppers a little bit.
Well, that plant has an established root system now, so I think it can support those peppers that you have on it. And peppers like to have a lot more water than you think, so, you know, make sure you keep it well watered.
And I've been watering it almost every day with this wind and the dry.
That doesn't surprise me, yeah.
I've watered it about every day.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to produce fruit now, and then you'll probably notice this peppers kind of drop off, producing a lot of fruit, and then they have a big flush of fruit again in the fall. But
I've only seen one fall off so far,
mm-hmm.
and they're probably 3/8 to a 1/2 inch long right now.
Yeah.
And the rest of them are all hanging in there.
Well, and as I said, it probably has a very well-established root system because this is its second year. So I think it should be able to support all that fruit as long as you keep it well-watered.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And is it in the ground or in a pot, did you say?
It's in a raised bed.
Mm-hmm. A raised bed, okay. Well, good for you.
Yeah.
When can you start harvesting these? Because a 3/4 inch.
Poblano peppers, they get to be about, what, 7 inches
long?
Six to eight inches long,
about a 1/2 inch wide.
And they're usually harvested before they turn color, too, so, yeah.
Well, yeah, I have not. Yeah, it'd mm-hmm. be a while before they start yeah. changing any colors, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, great. It sounds like you're going to have quite a harvest.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a success story.
Yes,
great.
It sure is. Especially getting it through this winter. I'm impressed.
Yeah. Well done.
I've got some cucumbers out back and some. My patty pan squash are not looking real well right now, but I replanted. I had some I had pre-started. And I'd planted some directly in the ground, and it looks like they're doing better than the ones that I had started back in February.
Mm-hmm.
And my tomatoes are looking good. Everything's working out so far. Just have to water every day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, water. And the healthy soil, it sounds like you must have healthy soil, too, because if it's all thriving.
Oh, yeah, I've amended several times.
Good.
use some of the Miracle-Gro potting soil and added some additional additives to that.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, everything's looking good.
Well, good. Well, keep that soil healthy. And any other? Is there any other food that we would suggest that he feed his in his gardens?
Microlife, always.
Microlife. Yeah, we really like Microlife.
And remineralizer as well.
Right. You know, yeah,
I've been using some of that spray and grow. You a fan of spray and grow?
Not familiar with the product. Is it one of these seaweed-based products?
No, it's like a three-part mixture where you add a... I don't know what you call that. It's almost a soapy-like type stuff that it gets the minerals and everything kind of activated. And then it's got two more parts to it that you add to it. And it you use a sprayer and spray on it and spray it directly on the green.
Okay. And we...
You might want to check into that and see if you can find something on that.
Right. Well, I know the Home Show Garden Pros, the experts who've been on, they talk a lot about the liquid seaweed that you spray right on plants. It's okay. Completely organic, liquid seaweed. And they also talk about the remineralizer. And it does the same, similar to what you're talking about in stimulating that organic material, because you really want to stay away from synthetics as much as you can. So Microlife is a great go-to for the Home Show Garden Pros, because they have all sorts of soil additives. And so Microlife, liquid seaweed, remineralizer, those are all the things that the experts who come through the show here.
And like, we use it because they're local. They're locally produced here.
That's the key.
In the Houston area, too. So.
Okay. That's really good. So keep that in mind. And if you've got any other questions about those products, you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com, and they talk about them and they list them, and you can get them at all of the Home Show Garden Pros and many other places. But, of course, you know, we love our local family nurseries, and there are Home Show Garden Pros that participate with us. So,
Closer the better.
Yes, yes. Well, you know the list of them: Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, Plants for All Seasons, Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Gardens, and Nature Way Resources. So they're all around town. And I hope that helps you with your poblano peppers. And it sounds like you're having success with those and your cucumbers. So let us know how it goes, okay, Craig?
All right, will do.
Okay, thank you for calling. And this is Home Show Garden Pros at 281-833-3333. And I'm sitting here with Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. And we are going to take a short break and come back. I've got some questions here from the website, Anita, that we may touch on. But if you've got a call, give us a ring, and we will touch base with you before we leave at the top of the hour.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals. So grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
The workmanship was just through the roof.
Thanks, Ashley. Colt here from U.S. Pool Builder.
Our waterfall, the guy hand cut each stone and laid it.
We come to you, listen to your wishes, to deliver a dream pool that fits your home and budget, engineered to last.
Quality was just fantastic and still affordable within my budget.
Let's get started building you a happier, healthier life. U.S. Pool Builder.
I would recommend them to anyone.
USPoolBuilder.com.
Start planning ahead with your perennial flowers. A slight pruning will lead to loads of consistent May flowers. Now, back to loads of information with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, this is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries in Richmond. We'll be back to your questions in just a minute.
You've been asking for them, and they're finally ready. Vincas, also known as periwinkle, are one of the most heat-tolerant and drought-tolerant annuals for our hot summer months. We carry the Cora series, which is the most disease-resistant variety on the market today. They are available in both mounding and spreading forms and come in lots of bright colors. They're great in full-sun pots as well as the garden beds. We've got tons of beautiful caladiums. Caladiums are traditional southern garden plants grown for their unique shape and color of their leaves as well as the versatility in the garden. They come in shades of pink, red, white, and more, with interesting patterns that are fun to blend into your landscape. Try shade varieties under your trees or sun varieties mixed in with your shrubs and perennial borders. They're excellent in pots, too. Come on in to choose from our beautiful varieties. Summertime is right around the corner, and it's time to turn your backyard into a tropical oasis. We have tons of beautiful tropicals to choose from, including mandevillas, hibiscus, and bougainvilleas in nice, bright colors. Come on in and check them out. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Greatwood, Sugar Land, and First Colony. Enchanted Gardens is located on FM 359, convenient to Fulshear, Cinco Ranch, and Richmond. Visit us on our website at myenchanted.com for more info and our future events. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Enchanted Gardens Richmond and Enchanted Forest Richmond. And now back to Home Show Garden Pros with Sandy and Anita.
Good morning. We are just taking calls like crazy. We love to hear about what's going on in your landscaping and garden and your trees and your fruit trees. Those are fun right now. Anita, we have got some questions from the website, and we've also got a caller in. So, Glenn, hang on just one moment, because I do have a question from Will that has been sitting here, who wrote in and he asked about... He wanted to know the name of the deep purple salvia that we mentioned. We didn't mention it this morning, but he was curious about what that is. So what is it he's asking about?
I think he's talking about the salvia garantica. It's called black and blue.
Okay.
And that's a real deep purple one.
Good for bees or hummingbirds or anything?
All the salvias are good for bees. And
okay, well, that's a great question. That's a good native plant to go to for our bees and butterflies. Our three bees, bees, butterflies, and birds. So that question is from Will, and then one more from Rose. She's got a 50-year-old wax ligustrum shrub, but it's looking like it has a powdery mildew. What should she do?
I'm wondering if it's under a tree. Because powdery mildew is from aphids.
Okay.
And aphids, it's their waste. And then the powdery mildew grows on the waste.
Okay.
And usually that happens if it's underneath of a tree where the aphids are living in the tree and the waste is...
So is it hurting the plant?
Well, it can. If it's bad enough, it can interfere with the plant's ability to photosynthesize.
Okay, right.
So you can spray it with a hose really hard.
Okay.
Shower
it.
Yeah, if you improve your soils,
that's
you don't have as much of an aphid problem.
Okay. And that she could do by remineralizer?
Yes, and humates. All those kind of things.
Okay. All right.
I had a huge aphid problem at my yard where I live. All the trees were infested with aphids, and the powdery mildew was getting everywhere. But as I've improved my soil, I've noticed I'm not having near the problem I used to have.
Okay. All right.
And then there's one other salvia it's the salvia farinacea,
uh-huh.
which is also commonly grown here in Houston.
Okay.
And it gets real tall and big.
Ooh, nice.
But it has a deep blue flower, but not as deep as the black and blue.
Okay. All righty. He said the deep purple.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, yeah, deep purple.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, that takes care of Will and Rose. And we have got Glenn on the line. Glenn, we're going to take you right after this next break, I promise. And this is Sports Radio 610 with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Trust MicroLife 624 fertilizer on your trees, turf, flowers, veggies, everywhere without damage. MicroLife 624 in the green label is packed with over 100 minerals and vitamins, in addition to billions of beneficial microbes. Grass needs some love? Add MicroLife Humates Plus 004, concentrated compost in a bag loaded with humates, microbes, and minerals. Choose MicroLife fertilizers for incredible, nutritious plant growth. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife fertilizers, available at all leading garden centers.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Landscaper's Pride mulches and soils. Premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 281-833-3333.
Good morning. I am here with Anita Nelson with Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. Ed and Katie, they are going to have a great event tonight starting at 5:30. They're calling it their Sip and Stroll. And bring your family out. There'll be some snacks and some drinks and some shopping and ideas.
And some specials.
Specials.
That they're only going to hear about if they listen to the show. This show.
Oh, great.
Yes, our plants are going to be on sale and our bag goods will be on sale.
Great. So mention Home Show Garden Pros and they get and they have a discount?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
No.
Oh, they just know about it.
Yes.
They okay.
Just, they know about it, yeah.
All right. Well, good.
Yes.
Well, there's always something interesting and new.
Yes.
And what I really wanted to get to, but we're going to jump to Glenn, is remind everybody that Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, you are just the pros on the ponds and the water gardening.
Yes.
Now, I've got a silly question. So if I put a pond in my backyard, do I have to have fish in there? Can I add them later? Is it all part of the ecosystem?
No, you have to have fish because the fish will eat the mosquito larvae.
Ah,
for sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
I have
right.
a friend who she sent me a picture. Are these mosquito larvae? And I said, yes. And I said, do you have fish in your pond? No.
Uh-huh. It's all part of the ecosystem.
Yes, and fish are very, very efficient at taking care of the mosquito larvae.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay. Yeah. Well, and the water lilies are just unbelievable. Well, and you're the experts. You know, you can do big and small with the water gardens. I've seen so much, so many of the projects that you've done, and, and it's just fascinating.
Yeah.
So, Anita, we have got a caller on the line. Glenn, good morning. What do you have for Anita?
Oh, good morning. I have a transplanting question. My neighbor has some mature muscadine vines, and they're like 2 inches in diameter, and they make berries that are like 1 inch in diameter. So he's either going to cut them down or I'm going to transplant them. So I'm building an arbor to put them on, but any ideas of transplanting them at this time of year?
Where are they growing? Are they growing along the fence line? Where?
Well, they're on an arbor, and there's six different plants, and they're spaced out.
Are they in the ground or are they in pots?
They're in the ground.
I know, but are they near your property?
Yeah, I mean they're like they'll grow through onto my fence.
Well, then you don't have a problem. If he cuts them down, they're still going to come back up again.
Oh, hardy.
Yeah, okay. Muscadine crepes are just tough.
Well, right, but I want to dig them up and move them onto my property.
Yeah, I don't know how you could dig those plants up.
The root base is pretty strong then?
I would buy them. I would buy one before I would try to transplant a plant that mature. But once your neighbor cuts them down, they're still going to come back up again.
In the same place?
Yes. They're going to come up in different places, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what about when he cuts them down? What about you trying to grow from the cuttings?
Well, I mean...
What do you think, Anita?
My idea is to, because they have such a big span of vines already, is to dig up a big enough root ball that I can transplant it.
I think you should give it a try.
Yeah, and you're gonna transplant them into another place in a pot or in the ground?
No, they're going in the ground.
Okay.
And
okay.
I've already got an arbor built,
mm-hmm.
but I know it should have been done in the fall, but he told me about it 2 weeks ago when they're already putting on leaves.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's what this is all about. Let's give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I've heard Anita and all of our Home Show Garden Pros talking about the soil, right, Anita, that really that's where you need to start. So prep that soil area where you're going to plant them. What can he do there just to try and give this experiment a good chance?
He's going to have to just baby it along, keep a real good close eye on it, and make sure that it gets the right amount of water. And then keep your fingers crossed, and it'll take off. But I just don't know how you could dig up a vine like that. The root systems on those things are extensive.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and I'm thinking if I can dig up a 2 foot root ball, 2 foot diameter root ball,
mm-hmm.
and dig it as deep as I can without cutting the taproot too short, that
it'll sure be worth a try.
Mm-hmm.
And then make sure that that soil is ready and willing to, you know, that you've got it fed and that you, you know, even have some microlife or remineralizer. Great, you know, compost there for it to see if it'll take in. But hopefully that's going to help. It'll be nice. It sounds like you've built a good arbor for it. So I hope
that helps. Muscadine drapes, they're tough plants.
Yeah.
And once his neighbor cuts it down, you're going to see root vines sprouting up all over the place too. So you may want to try digging up one of those young sprouts that's coming up too.
Oh, that's great. That's a good idea too.
It's really hard to get rid of a muscadine grape once it's in your yard.
Well,
good. Mm-hmm. If it's that hardy,
then
maybe it'll transplant well for you.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with that, Glenn. I appreciate your call, and thanks for listening. So this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. I'm here with Anita with Nelson's Nursery and Water Garden. We've got Trish on the line, but Trish, hang on just one moment, and we will get back with you after the break.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, naturewayresources.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. We have Trish on the line. Trish, good morning. What do you have for Anita?
Okay. I just need to find out, is there any kind of grass that can grow under a shade tree? And also, is there a good tree company to come out and trim my trees? And is it safe to apply MicroLife fertilizer for my grass right now, or is it too late?
Great questions.
Well, the MicroLife, that's easy. You can apply that anytime.
Mm-hmm.
And the best time, I think, is before or after a rain, because if you listen to Mike, he says that rain water helps break the pellets down and sink into the soil. And then, let's see, what else did you ask?
The grass under the shade tree.
There
That's
is
tough.
A St. Augustine that is more shade tolerant than other types of St. Augustine. And Sherry Hera, they carry it at Plants for All Seasons.
Okay.
So she can try that. But if you drive around and look at landscapes in Houston, you'll notice that a lot of people who have a very shady yard will use the Asiatic jasmine as kind of a lawn. And then I don't know who the best arborist to use.
I don't either. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry. Be very careful, you know, because you don't want somebody inexperienced. So I'd ask neighbors for sure.
I just want to make sure that, you know, they have all the safety equipment, their experience and all that.
Right.
And, you know, that they've been in the business and do it all the time.
And be insured
and bonded and all that.
And, you know, taking care of your trees, that's a huge investment, our trees, especially if they're mature. So I am sorry about that tree trimming. I definitely, you know, ask around and make sure that you get a couple of referrals from people about that. And I love the idea about the jasmine in the shaded areas. I don't know if you are just...
Jasmine?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay.
I know I have that in one area, and it grows like crazy, and thick. You know, you can walk over it. I mean, it's
and you can mow it,
and you can
The mower really, really high, and you can mow it once a year.
Uh huh.
And it'll come back.
Yeah, it's thick, but I know I have that in one of my shaded areas, so that might be easier than the grass, because I've had the same problem in one area growing that grass under my big oak tree. So Trish, I hope that helps.
Oh, yeah, it does. It does immensely. Thank you.
Get that microlife down. All right. Well, thanks for the call. And everybody, thanks for your calls. We have had a great morning, quite a variety of calls, and stimulated all of our thinking, all of our brains to figure out what do we do here? How do we do this to make it work? So that's what it's all about on Home Show Garden Pros, with our experts rotating through here. And it's just, it's wonderful to have different experts come in. You're all saying the same thing, but you've got a different twist to all of it, and it's just wonderful. So Anita, I thank you so much for driving out here into the city from the country.
I get to see the sunrise. It's all worth it.
Yeah, that's right, because you're driving in and you do get to see the sunrise. But we so appreciate you coming out here with us, and we just love you guys. I'm excited about tonight. I'm sorry that Charlie and I are going to miss your sip and stroll. I just love your events. I love to go out there and visit.
And stroll and sip.
And stroll and sip. Tell everybody we said hello.
Will do.
We're sorry that we're headed out of town for a quick wedding. We'll be back in 24 hours. But sorry that we're going to miss that. And anything else at Nelson's? What's popping off the shelf at Nelson's?
Vincas. Everybody's buying their Vincas.
Okay.
People are still buying lots and lots of citrus and fruit.
Yeah, it's not too late for that.
Yeah, and succulents, and then all the pottery is going great, too.
And I think you got some new pottery not long ago, a big shipment of new pottery.
Yeah, a real modern-looking pottery.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Really
well,
different.
A good variety.
Mm-hmm.
And remember about the water gardens, you know, and the disappearing fountains. If you want to start in a small way, that's a fun way. Disappearing fountains. I know the birds like my fountain, but my puppy dog has decided he understands that that's where the outdoor water source is.
My dogs drink from the disappearing fountain, too, because I have a low, flat one.
Yes.
Because I wanted that because I knew the birds would come, which they do, but the dogs stand on top, right on top of it, and drink directly from the fountain.
My dog is shorter than yours. You've got those Great Danes.
Yes.
And mine licks on the outside of the pot, which is perfectly fine. I'm like, okay, go for it.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy your outdoor garden space and enjoy out at Nelson's today. It's going to be a beautiful day. Go and visit them. If you're busy tonight, go during the day to any of our Home Show Garden Pros. We enjoy so much everybody circling through this studio and giving input for what's going on in your gardens and what we can do to improve them. So, Anita, again, thank you very much for being on the show. And this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. And we will return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.